You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne checks in this week on Congress's approval rating, and you're in for a bit of a rant, but he rewards you with a delightful anecdote at the end, so stick with him.
And a very good morning to you all. Last week, I blamed the political class for not addressing the issue of banking reform and for continuing to expose us to yet another date with disaster like we had back in 2008. Well, this week, I'm going to have a right go at Congress. Look, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking, geez, this guy used to be light, breezy, a bit of a cheeky chappy. Lately, it's all gloom and doom, banking reform, abortion, and now the failure of the political class. For crying out loud, dude, lighten up. And if that's what you're thinking, well, I agree. It has been a bit heady and heavy stuff of late, but if you will bear with me for about 2 minutes while I rant on about the politicians, I promise to regale you with a moderately amusing personal anecdote at the end. First of all, let's get this nonsense out of the way. What the heck is wrong with you people? Gosh darn it, your Congress now enjoys the lowest approval rating in the history of approval rating. In the 38 years that Gallup has been asking the American public to rate its Congress, it turns out that 2012 has the worst rating ever. On average, only about 15% of the American public give Congress a thumbs up for 2012. This would compare with the 33% that they were enjoying in the mid-70s. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that I have lived in Britain, France, Africa, and Ireland, and I'm going to hazard a guess that at any given time in any one of those countries, probably about two-thirds of the population are likely to be peed off with the government. On average, that is. However, when the approval rating of your average Joe for the elected representatives is now close to 15%, well, that is cause for concern. And you see, it's not like 2012 was a bad year, although actually it was particularly bad. But my point is this. This has been going on for years and years. Like, I remember when I first got here about 10 years ago, I used to have this running argument with another Irish guy who was a huge George Bush fan. Well, actually, he was your classic party man. It didn't matter what George Bush said. The fact was, he was a Republican, and so he had to be supported. But that's another story for another day. Anyway, this Irish guy, when I took him to task about the dreadful ratings that Bush had, he would come back with, and he'd say, "Have you seen the approval rating for Congress lately?" And he was right. They were always far worse than the ratings for the president. Like, do you people deliberately go out of your way to elect people you know will do a lousy job? We'll have to return to this again some other day. But in the meantime, here's a true and funny story. A couple of years ago, my mother was visiting from Ireland, and she's very proud of her son. I'm a teacher. Now, back in Ireland, I should tell you that the teachers, when they're in elementary, are described as teaching first class, second class, third class, fourth class, whereas here you would say first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. At the time, I was teaching second grade, and when asked one day what her son did, my mother proudly announced that her son was a second-class teacher. Oh, I wanted the ground to open up and swallow me. I was so embarrassed. But she meant well. God bless her. Listen, have a lovely week, and we'll talk to you again next week. Goodbye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.